Tuesday, 33rd week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the second book of Maccabees, chapter 6, verses 18 to 31. Eleazar, one of the scribes in high position, a man now advanced in age and of noble presence, was being forced to open his mouth to eat swine flesh. But he, welcoming death with honor rather than life with pollution, went up to the rack of his own accord, spitting out the flesh at man ought to go, who have the courage to refute that it is not right to take, even for natural love of life. Those who were in charge of that unlawful sacrifice took the man aside because of their long acquaintance with him and privately urged him to bring meat of his own providing, rope to him to you, and pretend that he were eating the flesh of the sacrificial meal which had been commanded by the king, so that by doing this he might be saved from death and be treated kindly on account of his old friendship with them. But making a high resolve, worthy of his years and the dignity of his old age, and the right hand which he had raised with distinction, and his excellent life even from childhood, and moreover, according to the holy God-given law, he declared himself quickly, telling them to sending him to Hazit. Such repentance is not worthy of our time of life, he said. Let many of the young suppose that Eleazar in his 90th year had gone over to an alien religion, and to my pretense, for the sake of living a brief moment longer, they should be led astray because of me, why I defile and disgrace my old age. For even if for the present I should avoid the punishment of men, yet whether I live or die, I shall not escape the hands of the Almighty. Therefore, by manfully giving up my life now, I will show myself worthy of my old age and leave to the young a noble example of how to die a good death willingly and lovely for the revered and holy Lord. When he had said it, he went at once to the rack, and little before had acted toward him with good will, now changed to ill will, because the words he had uttered were in their opinion sheer madness. When he was about to die under the blows, he groaned aloud and said, "It is clear to the Lord in his holy knowledge that, though I might have been saved from death, I am enduring terrible sufferings in my body under this beating. But in my soul, I am glad to suffer these things because I fear him." So in this way he died, leaving his death an example of nobility and a memorial of courage, not only to the young, but to the great body of his nation. Second, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and were passing through. And there was a man named Zacchaeus. He wore a chief tax collector and rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not on account of the crowd, because he was small of stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they were all murmured. He had gone in to be the guest of a man who is sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel will save it. Many people think to become rich, they need to hoard in much and to give out as little as possible. At one of the bad ways at the beginning of the new year, I wish you to have money coming in as water flowing from a mountain and coming out as water dripping from a faucet. Meanwhile, the secret to become rich of Jesus and his saints are to give out is to receive, and to lose oneself is to save it. To forgive is to be forgiven, and to die is to live forever. The ones who trust in God, though they are not rich, they are never hungry. When they have something in extra, they are willing to share with those in need. They believe God always takes care of them according to His providence. They are not bothered to hoard material things because they know they will not be able to bring along with them anything when they depart of this life. Instead, they accumulate spiritual gains as God teaches them to do so. The effects that they have are peace, happiness, and especially they feel God's love and the love of others. Today, reading the highlight those who sacrificed themselves to set good example and to look for those who were lost. In the first reading, the author of Second Book of Maccabees esteemed the courageous example of the scribe Eleazar. He determined not to pretend to eat pork according to the king's command, though his friends have told him the meat they prepared for is not pork. Though he knew that he would be dead if he disobeyed the king's command, he was ready to embrace death to be a witness for God and to set a good example for future generations. In the gospel, Jesus called Zacchaeus, who was standing up on the sycamore tree, and told him he wanted to stay in his house. Though he knew people would criticize him for being a friend with a public sinner as Zacchaeus, in return to Jesus' love, Zacchaeus also accepted to lose most of his possession for the poor and to live according to Jesus' invitation. Second analysis. First reading. Can one faint to eat pork that was offered to idols? Third point. Should one pretend to eat pork to save his life? King Antiochus knew the traditional Jews would not eat pork, the impure animal. So to test one to see if he obeyed the king's command, he commanded him to eat pork, which had been sacrificed to idol. There were certain Jews named Eleazar. He was one of the important scribes. Though advanced in age and noble presence, was being forced to open his mouth to eat swine flesh. But he welcoming death with honor rather than life with pollution, went up to the rack of his own accord, spitting out the flesh as men ought to go, who have the courage to refuse things that is not right to take, even for the natural love of life. Those who were in charge of that unlawful sacrifice took the man aside because of their long acquaintance with him, and privately urged him to bring meat of his own providing, proper for him to do, and pretend that he were eating the flesh of the sacrificial meal which had been commanded by the king, so that by doing this he might be saved from death and be treated kindly on account of his own friendship with them. Second point, Eleazar's resolution. Though he knew with certainty that it was not the pork which was prohibited by the law, he refused to eat due to the two main reasons. First, to set noble example and to avoid bad example for future generations. He explained, "Such pretend is not worthy of our time of life. Let many of the young suppose that Eleazar in his 90th year had gone over to an alien religion, and to my pretense, for the sake of living a brief moment longer, they should be led astray because of me. Why I defile and disgrace my old age? For even if for the present I should avoid the punishment of men, that whether I live or die, I shall not escape the hands of the Almighty. Therefore, by manfully giving up my life now, I will show myself worthy of my old age and live to the young the noble example of how to die a good death willingly and lovely for the revered and holy Lord. Second, a man is unable to hide anything from God, even a passing thought in his head. God knew all secrets in human mind. He judged according to inside intention, and not only to outside appearance. Eleazar understood it when he declared, "For even if for the present I should avoid the punishment of men, that whether I live or die, I shall not escape the hands of the Almighty. When he was bound to the point of death, he prayed, "It is clear to the Lord in his holy knowledge that, though I might have been saved from death, I am enduring terrible sufferings in my body under this beating, but in my soul I am glad to suffer these things because I fear him." Second, the Gospel. Zacchaeus, a rich tax collector, returned to God. At Jericho, there is now a giant sycamore encircled by chains for all the pilgrims to visit. People call this the sycamore tree which Zacchaeus climbed up to see Jesus. Third point, the encounter between Jesus and Zacchaeus. He wore this pride at the head of all collectors and a rich man. He sought to see who Jesus was, but could not on account of the crowd because he was small of stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Jesus recognized him among many faces in the crowd. When he came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Second point, three different reactions from this encounter. First, the crowd. They all murmured, "He had gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." To the Jew, tax collectors and prostitutes are considered the public sinners. Whoever contacts or makes friends with them is also considered as a sinner. Second, Zacchaeus. When he had heard that Jesus wanted to stay in his house, he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. When he heard people murmuring and clearly realized he was a sinner, he said to Jesus, "Behold, Lord, the half of my good I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." This is an innocent but sincere declaration coming from Zacchaeus' heart. Jesus probably is the first Jew who does not care about his sins and past. To the zealot, he could lose his life because he joined the foreign folk to exploit his people. He might hear people talk about Jesus and were curious to see him by climbing up the sycamore tree. He must be surprised very much when he heard Jesus correctly called out of his name out of many people and treated him as a well-known friend. When Zacchaeus accepted Jesus' invitation to return to God, he must be courage to forfeit his sinful life to begin a new life according to the standard of the gospel. When he made his promise, he could lose all things which he was possessing. But this loss is not able to be compared with the joy of Jesus' forgiveness and visitation. Third, Jesus. He said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Though Jesus knew about all murmuring from people, He did not pay attention to them. The only thing he concerned is Zacchaeus, because he wanted to bring him back to God. This is also the reason he came to the world. Application in life. We must be willing to sacrifice before we can find nothing or accomplish what we desire. If we are selfish, we will lose all things we are possessed. The one who was deeply in sin like Zacchaeus, it is easy to repent than the one who is half cold and half hot, not too good and not too bad. Our danger is not sin, but the self-righteous attitude and having no need of God's mercy. Amen.